Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
There's something about quiet rural neighborhoods that lulls you into a false sense of security. The hum of cicadas, the rustle of wind through the trees, it all feels so safe, so ordinary. But what if those woods you've lived next to your whole life aren't as empty as they seem? What if something is watching, waiting, just beyond the tree line? Tonight's story comes from a young Minnesotan who thought they knew every inch of their quiet neighborhood. But when their German Shepherd puppy went missing one autumn morning, the search led to a discovery that defied logic and left them questioning the very nature of reality. Was it an animal, a trick of the mind, or was it something else? Something they couldn't explain even years later. This story teeters on the edge of the psychological and the paranormal, blurring the line between what's real and what isn't. And as you'll soon see, sometimes the most unsettling questions are the ones that remain unanswered. Let's get to the letter. They write, "Dear Tony, I never thought I'd be writing to share this kind of story, but the events I've experienced have left me with more questions than answers. I spent so much time trying to make sense of it, but no explanation feels right. I thought maybe, just maybe, someone out there could understand, or at least listen. It started on an unassuming autumn morning, the kind of crisp day where the leaves crunch underfoot and the sky is an endless stretch of gray. My German Shepherd puppy, who was about 8 months old at the time, had once again slipped out of the yard. She had a knack for finding every weak spot in the fence, and this time was no different. I ran outside in my pajamas, my mom calling after me to say she'd come back on her own, but I couldn't sit and wait. I was too afraid she'd get hit by a car or wander too close to the freeway that runs about a mile from our house. Our neighborhood is small, nestled between farmland and the woods. It's the kind of place where you can stand in your yard and see the glow of headlights on distant country roads, but still feel completely alone. I scanned the open spaces and finally spotted what I thought was my dog at the bottom of the hill in an empty lot. At first glance, everything seemed normal until it didn't. The dog I saw was bigger, its fur more reddish-brown than my puppy's sleek black and tan coat. Its tail was fluffier, almost fox-like, but its build was too large for any fox I'd ever seen. I called her name, but the animal froze, staring at me with an intensity that made my stomach drop. "Get up here right now," I yelled, frustrated by what I thought was her stubbornness. But instead of running toward me, it turned and walked into the woods. I stood there stunned until I heard a familiar bark behind me. I turned to find my real dog bounding up the hill from the neighbor's yard where she'd been playing with their collies. My heart stopped. What had I just seen? At the time, I told myself it must have been a fox, but no matter how hard I tried to rationalize it, the size didn't add up. I even did research later. Red foxes, the only species in our area, weigh no more than 15 pounds and stand about 16 inches tall. My dog was already over 60 pounds and much taller, even as a puppy. What I saw that day was too large to be a fox, but it wasn't a dog either. I could have left it at that, a strange animal sighting, an overactive imagination. But things didn't stop there. A few weeks later, I was sitting at the kitchen table late one afternoon working on a school project. My dog was at the sliding glass door staring out at the backyard. At first, I didn't think anything of it. She loved to watch the squirrels darting between the trees, but then her posture changed. She stiffened, her ears pinned back, and she let out a low growl. "Stop it," I said, not even looking up for my homework. But her growling only grew louder, more insistent. I finally got up to see what she was so upset about. When I peered outside, I saw nothing but the familiar stretch of our yard, the tree line swaying slightly in the wind. Still, her growls turned to barking, and then she began whining, scratching at the door like she wanted to go outside. I slid the door open, thinking maybe she needed to run off some energy, but instead of bolting into the yard like she normally would, she stayed rooted to the spot, her nose twitching at the air. Her hesitation sent a chill down my spine. What was she afraid of? Then I saw it, a shape, dark and low to the ground, darting between the trees at the edge of the yard. It moved too quickly for me to make out any details, but its silhouette was unmistakably animalistic. I stepped outside, expecting it to run off at the sound of the door sliding open. Instead, everything went still. The wind stopped, the trees stood frozen, and the yard fell into a silence so heavy it felt unnatural. My dog whimpered and retreated inside. I wanted to follow her, but I couldn't take my eyes off the tree line. The shape was gone, but I couldn't shake the feeling that something was still out there, watching. From that day on, my dog's behavior changed. She started barking at the backyard almost daily, but only when I was home alone. My parents brushed it off, saying she was probably chasing shadows or reacting to noises I couldn't hear. But I couldn't shake the feeling that there was something more to it. At night, I started noticing movement in my peripheral vision, small, dark shapes darting just out of sight. Every time I turned to look, there was nothing there. I told myself it was just my imagination, but deep down, I wasn't so sure. I started to feel like I wasn't alone in the house, even when no one else was home. It wasn't just the occasional creak of the floorboards or the groan of the wind through the old windows. It was a presence, a weight in the air that made my skin crawl and my heart race. And that was only the beginning. Things escalated on a night I won't forget. It was bitterly cold, the kind of cold that makes everything unnaturally quiet. I was alone with the dog, the rest of my family out for the evening. As I sat on the couch scrolling through my phone, the dog suddenly bolted to the sliding glass door, barking and snarling like I'd never heard before. This wasn't her usual alert bark. It was something primal, filled with fear and aggression. I ran to the door, half expecting to see another dog or even a coyote in the yard. But the backyard was empty, the tree line barely visible under the dim glow of the porch light. I tried to calm her, but she wouldn't stop. Her bark turned into a low, guttural growl as she backed away from the door, her eyes fixed on something I couldn't see. My heart started pounding, and for the first time, I felt genuinely afraid. Then it came, the sound of scratching. It was faint at first, barely audible over my dog's growling, but it grew louder, more deliberate. It wasn't coming from the trees. It was coming from the glass door. I froze, my breath catching in my throat. The scratching was rhythmic, almost calculated, like whatever was on the other side wanted me to know it was there. Summoning every ounce of courage I had, I flipped the porch light off, plunging the yard into darkness. I don't know why I did it. Maybe I thought not seeing whatever was out there would make it less real. But as the light clicked off, I saw it just for a moment. Illuminated by the faint moonlight, a figure stood at the edge of the tree line. It was the same reddish-brown shape I'd seen in the lot weeks before, but now it was larger, taller, almost human-like. Its eyes glinted in the dark, and I felt its gaze lock onto me through the glass. I slammed the blind shut and backed away, my dog still growling. For the next hour, she refused to leave my side, her ears pinned back, her eyes darting nervously around the room. The following day, I found something outside the door, a perfectly round patch of disturbed snow, as if something heavy had stood there. No tracks led to or away from it, and the sight of it sent a fresh wave of unease through me. I told my dad about what I'd seen, hoping he might have an explanation. Instead, he looked troubled. He said he'd been noticing strange things, too. On his nightly walks with the dog, he'd occasionally see a fox at the empty lot. But it wasn't an ordinary fox. It seemed to watch him, always keeping its distance but never running away like a normal animal would. One night, he swore he saw it standing upright just for a moment before it disappeared into the woods. And after that, I couldn't shake the feeling that this thing, whatever it was, wasn't just an animal. It felt deliberate, purposeful, like it was waiting for something. The final incident happened a few weeks later. I was lying in bed, staring at the ceiling, unable to sleep. My dog was curled up at my feet, her body tense as even in sleep. Then I heard it. A low, guttural growl, not from my dog, but from somewhere outside. I sat up, straining to hear. The growl came again, deeper this time, vibrating through the walls. My dog woke up, her ears perking up as she stared at the window. I wanted to get up, to look outside, but fear pinned me to the bed. And then it was there. A shadow passed across my window, its form elongated and unnatural. For a brief moment, I thought I saw a hand or a paw pressed against the glass. Then it was gone. I didn't sleep that night, and for days after, I felt like I was being watched. Even now, years later, I sometimes wake up in the middle of the night with the same uneasy feeling, like something is just outside the window. I don't know what it was, Tony. A spirit? A shapeshifter? Something tied to the Ouija board I messed with years ago? All I know is that it's still out there somewhere, and I don't think it's done with me yet. Sincerely, as Shane. Stories like this one always leave me asking the same questions. How much of what we experience is shaped by our perception, and how much is something truly inexplicable? On the surface, this could easily be dismissed as a series of unrelated events, a stray fox, an overactive imagination, a young mind piecing together details in the dark. But when you dig deeper, the patterns become harder to ignore. Let's start with the psychological angle. It's possible Shane was experiencing heightened anxiety, perhaps triggered by their earlier experiment with a Ouija board. Paranormal experiences can often stem from suggestibility, our minds filling in gaps when something feels off. The barking dog, the unexplained noises, even the shadowy figures could all be explained by hyper-awareness and fear manifesting as sensory distortions. But even with that explanation, the details remain troubling. Then there's the animal itself. Could it have been a red fox? Maybe. But foxes don't grow to the size of a German shepherd. They don't stand upright or scratch at glass doors. And they certainly don't leave behind footprints that disappear into nothingness. So, what else could it have been? The idea of a shapeshifter or something that blurs the line between animal and human is a common thread in folklore across cultures. The way the creature seemed to deliberately observe the family, appearing and disappearing at will, raises questions about its intentions. Was it a warning, a protector, or something more malevolent, drawn to the energy left behind by Shane's earlier dabbling with the unknown? One thing is clear. Whatever it was, it left an impression, not just on Shane, but on anyone who hears this story. Because whether you believe in the paranormal or not, there's something unsettling about the idea of being watched, of being followed by a presence you can't see or understand. As for me, I'm not sure what to believe. But one thing's for certain. This family's story will keep me looking over my shoulder tonight. And maybe, just maybe, it will for you too. Stay safe out there, everyone. You never know what's watching.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.